Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, just finished up the walkthrough. I met with one of the two owners, like the more interactive one. It was good. We had a chance to sit in the office, go through like where manuals are kept, where things are printed, the equipment. What else? How they like scheduling and calendars and all that jazz. It's hitting me like more and more, and I'm really stoked. It's at first, like, I'll admit, like over the past couple of days, I've been a little bit like, very reflective, very thought filled, and like, oh, like last time being a member, oh, I'm gonna miss these days of being a member, and now I'm being an owner, that might be stressful. And like, then it hit me today, getting ready for coming to the studio, realizing like, no, this is exciting. Like, anytime a champion takes ownership and leadership over something that can be great, there's eagerness, there's hunger, there's that passion, there's that desire to jump in and to really rock and roll with it. And so like, I gave myself probably 10 seconds of like, oh, I'll miss being a member. But then like another 3 hours of like, oh, this is exciting. Being an admin of the social groups, being engaged with the annual activities, bringing some technology ideas to the organization, and just figuring out how to make this amazing and really, really groundbreaking for the group, both for like the franchisees as well as the members, because this is a very special product, a stellar experience, and I'm really stoked for what's going on. So now tonight I'm going to go back. I went over schedule, so now I'm going to go off, get my kids to bed because it's time to be a dad for a bit. And then tomorrow's going to be a working day and closing day. So we're going to be pretty excited. I'm stoked for it. And it was kind of funny. It didn't really hit me like that this is real until all of a sudden, like all the cabinet doors are opening up. Like here's our members' profiles. Like, okay, like I'm now seeing like employee information. Here's the closet where they have the pop-up tent that hasn't been used in years. Here's where that thing is stored. Here's the inventory room where like we keep like the old when here's like where we keep the supplements and the towels and the jacket that never sold from 4 years ago that we still haven't sold today. Like that's where that's hanging up. And just kind of like when people move and you like find all that old stuff that you haven't used in ages, like that stuff. Just realizing like, okay, like This is all a thing. This is really cool. So it's getting real. I'm really stoked for it. The members know about it. And while we were there, we sent out the Facebook post. I got final invitations to the admin groups for like Facebook and the different user groups. So I'm really stoked. Like it's finally spreading through the community. Members are finding out that there's the transition. The seller and I made a video together, just 2 minutes, like, of the seller expressing gratitude, eagerness for all the journey, and then a brief intro to myself, to the members on like who I am, what's going on. And I kept mine short and sweet, 30 seconds. Last thing you want to do is like overspill and overshare on like a, hey, bombshell. Now I'm going to flood you with details. I'm just like, hey, here's my name. Here's what I've been up to. Excited to be working with you and can't wait to see you on the mats where we're going to work out again. And that's just great. That's good stuff. Man, it's getting real. Tomorrow we're signing papers. Let's make this official. Till tomorrow. That's the end of the episode.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.